It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
This podcast is titled, An Understanding of Prophecy That Will Make a Difference. It's the first of four podcasts, triggered by a friend who made a statement that shocked me. Here's his statement. He declared he had zero interest in unfulfilled prophecy. Yet, he self-identified as a Christian of many years who believed the Bible. Now, granted there's a lot of so-called prophecy out there, it's absolute nonsense. But in this podcast, we'll be talking about unfulfilled prophecy in the Bible. I'll also have to acknowledge that there are some well-meaning people who distort and misuse prophetic texts from the Bible, but we're not dealing with that here either. Asked the reasons for his zero interest in unfulfilled prophecy, my friend told me he had listened to too many people who wanted to talk about nothing else, mapping out the future in great detail based upon their particular understanding of the Bible. There didn't seem to be any point, so he concluded that the study of unfulfilled prophecy is irrelevant, at least to him. My friend also had heard heated debates among sincere Christians. Some contended the return of Christ would be premillennial, others postmillennial, and yet others amillennial. Some argued that there was no rapture, while others argued just as vehemently that there was. But then they disagreed amongst themselves on whether it was pre-tribulation, mid-tribulation, post-tribulation, pre-wrath, and so on. He grinned as he repeated the witticism to me, I suppose I'm a pan-millennialist. I believe it will all pan out in the end. Brought to mind the saying, babies in bathwater. The saying is, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. It's a warning that when you get rid of unwanted elements, such as dirty water, make sure you don't throw out the essentials, like the baby. I can understand my friend's desire to avoid confusion and distaste that's left by argumentative people, but to dismiss unfulfilled prophecy altogether was like throwing out the baby. My response was to ask him whether he believed that Jesus Christ was going to return to earth physically sometime in the future. He acknowledged that he believed that, but that he was no longer interested in the finer details that some saw as so crucial. Fair enough, it looked like the baby hadn't been thrown out after all. He still believed in the future physical return to earth of the Lord Jesus. To avoid quibbles about the meaning of prophecy, our discussion will focus on unfulfilled prophecy or predictive prophecy. Some may use the word eschatology. In this context, eschaton is the Greek word for last. So eschatology is the study of last times or last things. Here are two reasons why biblical prophecy is important. First, there's a lot of unfulfilled prophecy in the Bible. Some has been fulfilled since it was written or declared, but much remains unfulfilled. It is estimated that about one-third to one-quarter of the Bible is prophecy. That's a lot. Based on sheer volume, prophecy is important. Second, there have been significant godly people throughout biblical history who were prophets. These people include the Old Testament prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, the prophetess Huldah in 2 Kings 22. In the New Testament, there's Anna, Luke 2, verse 36, Barnabas, Simeon, Lucius, Manaen, Agabus, and a host of others. Their service as prophets was and continues to be important to God and to His people. Not only is unfulfilled or predictive prophecy important, it has practical benefits. For instance, in John 14, Jesus told his disciples that he would be going away and that he would be returning. This referred to his ascension or going up into heaven after his crucifixion and resurrection to be followed by his return. In this context, he states in chapter 14, verse 1 of John's Gospel, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." And again in verse 27, "Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." They were distressed at his impending departure. He told them of the future to give them assurance they were not going to be abandoned. He was coming back for them. His intent was to give them peace and hope in their present. We could multiply examples to demonstrate the present practical purposes of unfulfilled prophecy. Here are quotes from two biblical scholars that summarize and confirm this. A. Berkeley Mickelson states, quote, "Every item of predictive prophecy was given to a particular historical people to awaken and stir them to righteousness by revealing in part what God will do in the future. Any disclosure of the future was given to influence present action. The future aspect of prophecy was intended to instruct, to reprove, to encourage, to call people to repentance," end quote. And here's a confirming quotation from J. Robertson McQuilkin, quote, "A great deal of predictive prophecy of Scripture is yet unfulfilled. In the time before a prophecy comes to pass, it is designed to affect present thought and conduct, not to satisfy curiosity concerning the future." Here is a sampling of some more predictive prophecy and the intended influence upon our present thought and action. Paul's eschatological teaching in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 to 17, ends with this purpose for influencing present action. He says, "Therefore, encourage each other with these words." That's a present thing. Peter's eschatological statement in 1 Peter 4, verse 7, he speaks about the end of all things is near, and he immediately follows that with this present practical impact. "Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray." In 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, the Apostle John writes of the coming of the Lord with the intent that, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." In the very next verse, verse 3, he states the impact of this for present living. "Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he," Jesus, "is pure." The purpose of unfulfilled predictive prophecy is not to satisfy our curiosity. It's not to fuel endless debates. It is important and directed at equipping and encouraging us to live and serve faithfully in our here and now. So, when you come across a biblical text about the future, pay careful attention to how it can impact your thoughts and conduct in the present.
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.